like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikens.
From Durand, Arkansas High School, tonight, boys high school basketball, as Durand, Arkansas hosts Glenwood City in a Dunn St. Croix matchup. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. For the Panthers, they are 9-2 overall in the season, 3-0 in the Dunn St. Croix. They won 62-58 over Stanley Boyd earlier this week. For Glenwood City, they are 6-3 overall after their 90-49 win over Prairie Farm. They're 2-1 in the Dunn St. Croix. Ethan Hurlburt, the leading scorer and rebounder for the Panthers. He's averaging about 16 points and 10 rebounds a game. For the Hilltoppers, Brody Olson, the leading scorer, averaging 15 points a game. And Morgan Eggert is the leading rebounder with 6 rebounds a game. Coming up, we'll talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the win against Stanley Boyd in tonight's game against Glenwood City. Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, the Lady Panthers were in action last night. We'll tell you who won where and who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Glenwood City boys basketball game, let's take a look at scores from around the region last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Girls basketball from last night in the Clover Belt Conference, Osseo Fairchild defeated Cadott 70-63. In the Darylin Conference, Cochrane Fountain City over Aliva Strum 67-49. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference, in a game heard here on WRDN, Durand, Arkansas defeated Mondovi 61-28. Elk Mound over Spring Valley 76-9. Colfax defeats Elmwood Plum City 81-24. Boys high school basketball from last night in the Darylin Conference, Whitehall over Independence Gilmanton 81-55. Lincoln defeated Augusta 55-37. High school basketball tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. In the Darylin Conference, Clayton is at Alma Pepin. That game to be held at Pepin High School. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, along with the Durand Arkansas Glenwood City game, Elk Mound is at Colfax. Spring Valley hosting Mondovi. Plum City Elmwood, they're at Boyceville. Middle Border Conference boys hoops tonight. Altoona plays at Somerset. Girls basketball tonight in the Darylin Conference, Augusta hosting Alma Center Lincoln, Whitehall at Independence Gilmanton, Alma Pepin travels to Melrose Mindoro. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Altoona is at Somerset, Osceola hosting Ellsworth, Baldwin Woodville plays at Prescott, Amory is at St. Croix Central. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school sports. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the win over Stanley Boyd in tonight's game against Glenwood City. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas, Glenwood City boys basketball game, joining us, Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. Coach, a pretty convincing game against Stanley. Boyd. You had to be happy with the way the team played.
Yeah, I was happy with how they played. I thought, our defense bothered them for a good stretch, but they have a couple nice players there that really pushed us at the end, only getting that thing by a few points. They got hot from three, and that 30 for them was feeling it at that free throw line jumper. And he has that nice high kind of behind his head release, and it was like Dane Bates can't even block it. He's up contesting all that stuff. So, they got a nice team. They're a physical team, and I thought it was a good, nice test for us. For a non-conference game, to have them come in and just battle us, and I thought the guys played well.
Tonight, taking on Glenwood City, I think 6-2 in the conference. They seem to have improved over last year.
Yeah, I think 6-3 overall. I think in conference play? I think we're about 2-1, something like that. But they're right in the middle there, and yeah, they got a nice team. They got a few good players there that can really, the one for them. There's a nice lefty that you'll see. He can really shoot it from outside, and he's a guy we really got to know where he's at. And then the coach's kid, the sophomore Olson, he's a nice player, a tall, lanky kid, can play inside, outside. It'll be kind of fun to see if, him and Ethan are going at each other a little bit, and how they'll defend us. It'll be interesting. They've run a lot of run and jump, actually full court press. So it'll be interesting if they stick with that against us and our height compared to them. So it'll be kind of a fun matchup to see what they do.
Now, full court press can cause a lot of turnovers, but it can also there could be someone like Ethan or whatever deep, wide open. And if you can break that, those are easy shots over and over and over again.
Right. And that's kind of how I played. I try to get our guys thinking that mode is like, we want teams to press us because that should be, layups for us and push it against it and get some breakaways and drop dump offs and easy buckets. And that's kind of what you're hoping for when you see that press is, hey, can we break it once? We break it twice. You break it a third time, they're probably taking it off. So it's something that, it'll be interesting to watch our guys and see how we handle it and if we can get that and get those breakaway dump off layups.
And now you mentioned they have that one player who loves to shoot outside. I mean, we saw that against Stanley Boyd. Suddenly, you have a pretty nice lead, and it's gone suddenly. What happened here because of the three ball?
Right. And it's one thing that if they're hitting a bunch of them. It's another if they're hitting a few of them and they're not getting anything inside. So, we gave up 10 threes against Lewiston Altura and got the win there. So it's, I go, how many points are 10 threes? Well, it's 30 points. So if we can hold the team to 30, that's good. So as long as we're taking care of everything else, that's going to be a big thing. But we got to know where he's at. We got to contest it, get our hand up in passing lane so he doesn't get a full, if we're playing our zone, a full swinging of the ball and he gets a clean look. We just want to make sure we know where he's at and he doesn't get a good eye on the hoop.
Sounds like it's going to also be a big battle in the paint tonight.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, I think we'd probably have a favorite in the height scenario, but I think they got some strong kids there, and they play tough. They play hard, and hopefully we can take advantage of our size and get some stuff down low.
We'll talk to you after the game. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky on the way. We have starting lineups and tip-off. Durand, Arkansas hosting Glenwood City and boys high school basketball coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. overcome the odds, live your best life, and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Durand High School as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas, Glenwood City boys basketball game. A special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast on our internet audio service, our streaming audio service. We thank you for your service. We hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Thank you to Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center in downtown Durand, our streaming audio service sponsors. Also, welcome to those watching our broadcast as well on our streaming video service. That's compliments of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And also welcome those on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel and NTEC Channel 99. Throughout the night, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors as well. Please thank these businesses and organizations for supporting our broadcasts, including Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 at Durand. Ask about the beef and pork bundles from Durand Smokehouse. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Find out more, visit wwt.coop. And the Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail for daily specials. Taco Tuesday, Wing Wednesday, Build Your Own Hamburger on Thursday, the pizza special on Saturday, and of course the Friday fish fry from the Rooster Tail downtown Durand. And O'Galley Cheese Factory, featuring homemade pizza and more. Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. We're going to go down courtside for the presentation of the colors and our national anthem.
Tonight's contest is going to be sponsored by the Sacrifices of Our Men and Women Service. So please stand at the table and remove your hats as we honor that service and America. As the Panther Cup Band, under the direction of Connor Davidson, proudly performs our national anthem. Presenting our nation's colors is the Silver Saber Color Guard.
And the Durand, Arkansas Pep Band with our national anthem this evening. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The cell block, featuring a soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 to 2. They also have daily specials. That's the Cell Block, downtown Durand. Well, let's give you our lineups for tonight. For the Glenwood City Hilltoppers, 6-3 overall, 2-1 in the Dunn St. Croix. Coming out will be number 2, senior Morgan Egerts. Number 4, junior Tyler Harrington. Number 5, sophomore Brody Olson. Number 23, senior Zachary Hill. And number 24, sophomore Brody Reba. Again, Glenwood City is 6-3 overall, 2-1 in the Dunn St. Croix. And now for the Durand Arkansas Panthers, they are 9-2 overall, and they are 3-0 in the Dunn St. Croix. Coming out will be number 3, junior Parker Olmstead. Number 4, senior Ryan Mason. Number 22, senior Grady Hayden. Number 24, senior Ethan Hurlbert. And number 25, junior Dane Bates. Again, the Panthers 9-2 overall and 3-0 in first place in the Dunn St. Croix. Panthers in their home uniforms, the white uniforms with the purple numerals. The Hilltoppers in their road uniforms, those are blue with the white numerals. The Hilltoppers will be going from left to right. The Panthers right to left here to start our first half. And we are ready to go. At center court, Bates will be facing Olson for the tip. Make sure our shoes are tied. The Panthers are wearing like really light purple tennies. They all are. I don't know what that's all about, but I'll have to find out. Yeah, I noticed that these things, right? Here we go. And it's going to be tipped, controlled back to the Hilltoppers. And a cross-court pass now to Olson. Olson gets it back over to Egert. Egert back at center. And now over to Hill. Hill now gets it down to the baseline. Shot put up. No good. And rebounded by Hayden. Hayden back to Olmstead. And over to Bates now. Bates on the right wing inside to Hurlbert. Hurlbert has to retreat back out to the wing. Gets it inside to Grady Hayden. Hayden hard off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Egert. Still no score. And across the timeline we go. Egert now down to the right corner. Long cross-court pass over to Olson. Olson left wing. Three ball shot. No good. And Olmstead fights for it, gets the rebound, gets it over to Mason. Mason lays it up, overlays it, no good. Rebounded by Olson, back the other way. Bomb inside, and they have to kick it back out to the wing now, over to Reba. Reba out to Olson. Let's try to reset all of that. Back at center, and that's Egert. Over to Reba now. Reba over to Hill. Hill back at center to Reba. Reba right wing. Bounce pass inside to Olson in the lane. He's got to retreat back out, though. Fakes the three on the right wing. Looking for someone to help, and he has to hand it off to Egert. Egert stays on the right wing, inside to Hill. Hill kicks it back to the outside, over to Harrington. Harrington thought about the three, decided against it. Inside pass to Hill. Hill puts it up and in. 2-0, Hilltoppers. Across the timeline now is Olmstead. Olmstead over to Hayden. Hayden's pass intercepted. Intercepted by Hill. Hill back the other way for the Hilltoppers. 2-0. They lead. Over to Egert now. Egert's pass tipped and coming up with the loose ball is Hayden. Hayden back the other way now for the Panthers. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Mason. Mason left wing. Mason now to Olmstead. Olmstead back at the top of the key now to Hurlbert. Hurlbert right wing inside to Bates. Bates right part of the lane, drives the post up and in. Tied at 2 now. Full court Panther press. As to Egert tried to bring it up court. Now he's looking for a little help. Gets it over to Olson on the far side. Cross court pass, no good. And it gets into the corner. Saved, but saved to Hurlbert. Hurlbert gets run over by Harrington. It'll stay Panther ball. Hurlburt to inbound it just to our right. Tied at 2, 15-26 remaining in the first half. Inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Olmstead gets it over to Mason. Mason now inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt lays it up and in. Oh, he was just driving right down the lane and got the pass and up and in. 4-2 Panthers. Over to Egert now. Egert to Olsen. Olsen back to Egert. Egert still not across the timeline. Here comes the trap. He hops, skips, and jumps over the timeline, though. Gets into the corner to Harrington. Three ball by Harrington from the left corner. 5-4 Hilltoppers. And across the timeline comes Olmstead now for the Panthers. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, right wing. Hurlburt now looking for a cutter. No one there. Olmstead top of the key to Mason. Mason left wing comes back towards center. Gets it inside to Bates. Bates into the lane. Turnaround shot up and in. Well, they're going to use that height advantage with Bates, I think, in the paint tonight. Cross-court pass to Hill. Hill tries to get it inside to Harrington, and it goes, or check that to Reba, and it goes out of bounds. Panther ball. Coming in for the Hilltoppers now, number 30, Brady Thompson, as Hill takes a seat. 6-5 Panthers, 14:31 remaining in the first half. Inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Over to Mason. Mason now, top of the key to Olmstead. Olmstead looking for a cutter, no one there. Inside now to Hayden. Hayden kicks it back out to Olmstead, top of the key. Three ball, shot no good. And a loose ball, and we've got players down. Eager comes up with it anyway. And he comes across the timeline, rather. And now Panthers in a 2-3 zone. Over to rebound the far side, still at center. Back to Eager. Eager directing traffic. He's getting close to the timeline here. Now he finally starts to move down and long. Pass into the corner. Three ball on the way. Shot short, no good. And knocked over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt. Bomb to Mason. Intercepted. Intercepted by Olsen. Olsen back the other way for the Hilltoppers. Now over to Eager. Eager stops at the free throw line. Now bounce pass over to Olsen. Olsen into the lane. Blocked by Bates, but right back to Olsen. Over to Harrington. Harrington kicks it back out to Olsen on the left wing. Olsen now looking for a cutter. No one there. Goes to the back to the outside to Egert. 2-3 Panthers zone to Harrington now on the right wing. Harrington inside now to Thompson. Thompson has to kick it back out to Olsen, though, at the top of the key. He retreats. They're trying to draw the zone out. Olsen now to Egert. Egert inside to Harrington. Harrington gets the inside pass to Thompson. Shot blocked by Hurlburt out of bounds. Coming in now for the Panthers, number 11, Billy Weisenbeck, as Hayden takes a seat. Inbounding it to our right will be Egert. Panthers lead 6-5, 13 minutes remaining. And looking, Egert still looking, and finally gets it inbound just in time to Reba. Reba over to Olsen. Olsen now back to Egert. Egert now will get it over to Olsen. Three ball, shot no good. And rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt across the timeline now. Hurlburt now to Olmstead. Olmstead left wing. Olmstead to Hurlburt, top of the key. Now to Mason, right wing. Inside to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck has the ball knocked out of his hand by Olsen. And whistle and a jump. Jump ball. So it'll stay Panther ball. Get some changes here coming in. Caleb Klinger coming in for the Panthers as Harrington takes a seat. Weber coming in for Mason. Hurlburt to inbound it now. Hurlburt gets it over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck in the lane, can't take the shot. Now he's in trouble. He finally has to kick it back out to Olmstead. Olmstead top of the key. Hands it off to Weber. Weber comes to the top of the key to Hurlburt. Fakes the three on the right wing. Inside pass intercepted. Intercepted by number 23, and that was Hill with the interception. Gets it back over to Egert. Egert now will come across the timeline. Back to Olsen. Olsen, cross-court pass to Egert. Egert now looking for a cutter. Long cross-court pass to Olsen. Right corner, drives inside, puts up the shot, up and in. 7-6, Hilltoppers. 11:51 remaining in the first half. Olmstead across the timeline, now to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck looking for a cutter, has to get it back to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Weber on left wing. Bounce pass inside to Bates. Bates turnaround jumper, whistle and a foul. Nope, jump ball they're going to call it. Nice job, jump ball by Egert, ended up forcing the jump. And so now Olsen to inbound it to our left. Olsen inbounds it to Egert. And looking for a cut pass is tipped, but Olsen still comes up with it. Back to Egert. Egert quickly across the timeline. Bounce pass inside to Thompson. Thompson lays it up. No good. Underlays it. He gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Egert. Egert tries to drive inside. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 22. Grady Hayden, his first team foul. Harrington coming back in, and Reba coming in. Thompson taking a seat, and number 13, Clear, taking a seat for Glenwood City. Inbounded pass knocked out of bounds by Weisenbeck. So let's try that again. Inbound pass to Olsen. Olsen, pass intercepted by Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now back the other way, hands it off to Olmstead. Olmstead says, I'll take it from here up across the timeline. Over to Hayden now. Hayden left wing. Thought about the three, said it. Better not. Weber now inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt into the lane. Stop. Hook shot. Good. 8-7 Panthers. To Reba now. Reba bounce pass to Egert and whistling a foul. Foul, I think, is going to be on Olmstead. Yep, foul's on Olmstead. His first second team foul. So we'll inbound it just to our right. Inbounding it will be Reba. Inbounded now to Hill. Hill over to Egert. Egert now looking for a cutter. Panthers back in that 2-3 zone. Olsen now to Harrington to Egert. Egert left wing, back to Olsen. Olsen has the ball knocked down by Mason, but he comes up with the loose ball. Now he's in a little bit of trouble. Now he gets it off to Harrington. Harrington, bounce pass over to the baseline. They kick it back out to the outside. Head fake as Egert drives inside, puts up the shot off the glass. Good. And across the timeline now is Hurlburt. 9-8 Hilltoppers. 10:13 remaining. Three ball by Hurlburt. Shot off the back of the rim. Oh, he got the shooter's. Wow, it bounced up the back of the rim and then bounced up and went in. 11-9 Panthers. Cross course pass now to Reba. Reba quickly across the timeline. Bounce pass now inside to Hill. Hill has to kick it back out. Can't take the shot. Olsen, three ball on the way. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden now back the other way for the Panthers, leading 11-9. Hurlburt across the timeline. Hurlburt now, he's going to drive inside, stop in the lane, kicks it out to Hayden. Hayden, top of the key, thought about the three, decided against it. Now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, three ball on the way. Shot's good. Ethan Hurlburt with a pair of threes to give the Panthers a 14-9 lead. Inbounded now to Olsen. Timeout, Glenwood City. 9:25 remaining. Full timeout. Panthers lead 14-9. Thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop. Ice fishing is just around the corner. Don't forget about the free winter fishing weekend, January 20th. Ryan's Sports Shop can help you out with all of your ice fishing needs downtown Durand. Hike Wealth Management, providing clarity to your financial picture and helping you navigate toward a more prosperous future. They're located on 3rd Avenue West, in the same building we're at in downtown Durand. Visit hikewealth.com. for more information. Beeves Restaurant in Plum City. There, visit them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have daily and weekly specials, including the Sunday buffet. Visit Beeves' Facebook page for daily and new specials. Duran Napa. Farmers, visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and parts to keep the equipment running throughout the winter season and into the spring planting season and keep it running on the farm. Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer. Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. They're located also in the same building we're at on 3rd Avenue West in Durand. And Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Durand Improvement Group needs volunteers for Fun Fest and other events this coming year. Please visit them online at durandimprovementgroup.org. Please thank our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast here on WRDM. Without their support, we wouldn't be here tonight covering the game between Durand, Arkansas and Glenwood City. So the timeout's done. Eager to cross the timeline. Bounce pass now inside, now outside to Olsen, back to Eager. They're trying to do the high-low here. Panthers is still in that 2-3 zone. Bounce pass to Olsen, right wing. He's in trouble, and he's trying to dribbles his way out of it. Passes it to Eager, now back at center. Inside Reba. Reba kicks it back out to Eager. Three ball on the way. Good from the top of the key. Herbert across the timeline, 14-12, Panthers. Over to Hayden now. Hayden left wing. He'll score up for a three. Shot no good. Tip, loose ball. Herbert comes up with it. Long three ball. Rims out no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Count it and the foul. Foul will be on number 30. That's going to be on Thompson. So Weisenbeck to the line to complete the three-point play. 8:39 remaining here in the half. 16-12 Panthers. And it's good. Quickly back the other way now is Olsen. Olsen across the timeline loses the ball. Herbert comes up with it. Back the other way comes Herbert. Herbert now over to Weber. Weber to Herbert, left wing. To Hayden, top of the key. Hayden back over to Weber. Weber left wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck into the lane. Kicks it back out to Weber. Left wing. Three ball on the way. Is good. 20-12 now Panthers. Inbounded to Olsen. Olsen to Eager. Over to Olsen. Olsen now across the timeline. Olsen kicks it back out to Eager. Eager looking for a cutter. Now inside to Thompson. Thompson back to Eager. Three ball from the top of the key. Shot no good. Rebounded by Herbert. Herbert to Weber. Weber quickly back the other way. Over to Mason. Mason left wing. Over to Herbert now on the left wing. He comes back towards the top of the key to Weber. Work on the left side. Over to Herbert now. He comes back towards center. Herbert will drive into the lane. Dishes it off to Hayden. Hayden up and in. Hayden was behind the defense right at the post and just got the pass and up and in. Over to Eagert now. Eagert over to Olsen. Olsen across the timeline. Olsen down over to Reba. Reba over to Harrington. Three ball shot no good. Over to Hayden with the rebound. 22-12 Panthers. 7:16 remaining in the half. Herbert now. He'll stop. Shot no good. Rebounded by Thompson. Thompson now over to Eagert. Or check that to Olsen. Olsen now over to Eagert. Eagert bounce pass it inside. Shot blocked away by Herbert. Shot by Thompson. Totally blocked. Weisenbeck comes up with it. Back to Herbert. Herbert now tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck at center now to Mason on right wing. Mason to Weber. Weber back towards center. And now and Paul nearly intercepted. And it's going to be off of Thompson. Thompson nearly picked that off. But it'll stay Panther ball. So we got all kinds of changes now for the Panthers. We have Bates coming in, Olmstead coming in, and also Max Anderson coming in. Glenwood City, let's see, it looks like I see Hill in now. Number 13, Klinger is now in for Glenwood City as well. And so inbounded to Herbert. Herbert back to Olmstead. Olmstead goes around the defense, comes down to the right part of the lane, puts up a shot, knocked out of his hand by Olsen. And Klinger came up with it, back to Olsen. Now Olsen across the timeline, tries to split two defenders. Olmstead says, I'll return the favor, pal. And he takes the ball away. Olmstead back the other way now. Oh, look out, whistle and a travel. I actually thought there was a foul there with an elbow flying, but they called the travel instead. It'll be Glenwood City ball. Inbounded to Olsen. Olsen back to Eagert now. And coming up across the timeline. Now we get the pass across the timeline to Olsen. Olsen long across court pass to Klinger. Klinger back over to Egert to Olsen. Olsen now to Anderson. Anderson in the right corner. Pass is tipped out of bounds by Olmstead. 5:51 remaining in the first half. 22-12 Panthers. Inbounded now to Egert. Again, Panthers in the zone. It's like a 2-3 zone from here. And inside now, outside to Olsen. Olsen, three ball by Brady Olsen. 22-15 Panthers. Well, that's what they wanted to do. The inside-outside, try to open up that outside shot. Hurlburt across the timeline. Hurlburt comes down to the top of the key to Mason now. Mason tries to swing in. Kicks it back out to Hurlburt on the right wing. Hurlburt now, he'll try to drive in from the wing. Does, puts up the shot, no good. Underlaid it, gets his own rebound, fighting for it. Whistle, foul, oh, whistle and a foul or a jump? Foul. Foul will be on Anderson. Ian Anderson. Hurlburt now to inbound it to our left. Hurlburt looking inside it to Max Anderson. Max Anderson gets the shooter's roll. That nearly rolled out, but goes in, 24-15. And across the timeline is Egert now. Gets some changes coming up for Glenwood City. They're waiting to come in over to Hill. Now Hill kicks it back out to Ian Anderson. And a long shot from the left base, right baseline, no good. Egert comes up with a rebound, tries to drive inside, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead back over to Mason. Mason left corner, three ball shot, no good. And coming up with it, whistle travel, right? Yep. Olsen came up with it, but he was falling down. And how do you not move both your feet, you know? So that's a travel for Glenwood City now. Number 4, Harrington coming in. Number 24, Reba coming in. And number 30, Thompson coming in. Egert, Klinger, and Anderson come out for the Hilltoppers. Panthers lead 24-15. Now inbounded to Weisenbeck, puts up a shot, no good. Tip, gets his own rebound, puts up another shot, up and in. So 26-15 now, Panthers, as Olsen will come across the timeline now for the Hilltoppers. Cross-court pass now over to Reba. Reba back to Olsen on the right wing. Now into the right corner is Thompson. Thompson kicks it back out. Three ball on the way by Harrington. Shot no good. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Weber. So inbounding it now will be Reba to our right. Reba looking, gets it out to Olsen. Olsen now. Passes it to Thompson. Thompson back to Olsen. Olsen, three ball. Long three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Max Anderson to Olmstead. And Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 26-15. Over to Anderson, right wing. Anderson now will come back out towards center. Now back over to Weber. Weber over to Bates. Bates back to Weber. Weber over to Anderson. Anderson looking for a cutter, still looking. Now he has to hand it off to Olmstead from the free throw line. Puts up the shot off the back of the rim. Oh, and it bounces in. Wow, that's the second shot that we've seen do that tonight for the Panthers. 28-15, 3:26 remaining here in the first half. Our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Over to Reba now. Reba whistle timeouts. Full timeouts for Glenwood City with 3:17. Remaining in the half, again, 28-15, Panthers. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations. Find out about pre-planning funeral services online at goodrichfh.com. Elsevia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Elsevia Co-op. SFB, Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Sunstrom & Company, it's tax time. You bet. Give Sunstrom & Company a call now. Make that appointment today, 672-4425. Schall's LP Gas & Appliance, your full-line Whirlpool appliance dealer with installation and service, downtown Durand. Entech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, downtown Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at Durand Arkansas High School covering tonight's game. So please thank them for their support. 28-15, Panthers lead, 3:17 remaining in the half. Glenwood City has the ball. Inbounded to Olson. And Olson back to Egert now. Egert here on the right side, right in front of the Panther bench. Tries to come down on the wing, back out to Harrington. Harrington to Egert on the right wing. Inside to pass now to Olson. Olson, 10-foot shot, turnaround jumper, shot no good. Rebounded by Olmstead. Olmstead to Hurlburt. Hurlburt down to the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Olmstead. Olmstead, three ball. Long three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Harrington. Harrington to Egert. Egert quickly back the other way. And he loses the ball off his foot. Out of bounds. Panther ball. Inbounded to Weber. Weber now across the timeline. Weber works off of the screen from Bates now over to Hayden. Hayden inside to Bates. Bates drives inside. Counted in the foul. Foul will be on number 24, Reba, his first. Going to the line to complete the three-point play is Bates. Thank you to Jerry Bear and Sons, featuring dog and pet food from NutriSource and Diamond. They're located by Annabis Silo off of Highway 25, Durand. Free throw by Bates on the way is good for the three-point play. 31-15 Panthers. Egert now will come up across the timeline. And over to Olson, cross-court pass. Bounce pass it inside now to Hill. Hill kicks it back out to Egert, top of the key. Gets cut off, loses the ball. But coming up with his Harrington, puts up a shot blocked by Bates. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now over to Olmstead. Olmstead head fakes, now drives in right baseline, puts up the shot, whistling a foul. He'll go to the line for two. Foul be on number five, Olson. Thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by visiting chentfit-smithfuneralhome.com. First free throw, no good. Bauer Built Tire, for all of your tire needs, rotations, and oil changes, Bauer Built Tire celebrating their 80th year this year. Prospect Street, Durand. And the cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. Don't forget, Valentine's Day just around the corner. I know, it's not that far away, really. It's the cottage, downtown Durand. Second free throw is good. 2 minutes remaining, 32-15 Panthers. Here in the first half, across the timeline now comes Eager. Coming up, our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show. Inside now to Olson. Olson at the free throw line now kicks it over to the right corner to Egert. Egert can't take the three. Now to Olson. Olson, he'll take the three from the top of the key. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt over to Mason. Whistle. Travel. Coming in for Glenwood City now is going to be Thompson. Coming out will be Reba. Minute 33 remaining in the first half, 32-15 Panthers. Inbounded to Olson. Back to Egert, and he'll bring it up court. Panthers are already in their 2-3 zone. Over to Hill. Hill's pass tipped by Olmstead, but getting it back was Thompson. We'll try that again. Long cross-court pass now to Harrington. Three ball from the left corner. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Olmstead. To Hayden. Hayden can barely hold on. He has to kick it back out. Coming up with a loose ball is Saylor. Saylor gives it to Hayden. Hayden up and in. And we get a whistle and a timeout. And, uh-oh, Egert's hurt. He's coming up. Says it's his ankle. And so inbounded now to Olson. Olson across the timeline. Olson now over to Reba. Reba, long cross-court pass to Olson. Olson left wing, tries to drive inside. Blocked shot by Bates. Hayden came up with it, gets it over to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Bates. Bates puts up the 10-foot shot. Roll rims out. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden on the right wing. Shot is his pass was blocked right back into him by Hill, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Hilltopper ball. 35 seconds remaining in the half. And Panthers lead 34-15. Inbounded now to Olson. Olson across the timeline. Over to Klinger now. Klinger back to Harrington. To Klinger now on the right wing. Nearly loses the ball. Saylor fighting for it. Back over to Olson. Olson tries to get inside to Reba. Reba back to Olson on the left wing. He'll try to split two defenders. Up and in. 6 seconds remaining. Olmstead across the timeline quickly. And he'll stop. Three ball on the way. Partially blocked. Bates gets the rebound. No good. We are at halftime with the Panthers leading by a score of 34-17 on the way. We have the Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show coming up. It's Strand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The U.S. Supreme Court has set February 8th to hear former President Trump's appeal of a Colorado Supreme Court decision that blocks him from the state's primary ballot. The case has stayed while it's appealed, and today Mr. Trump was certified as a candidate on that Colorado ballot. President Biden launched his re-election bid with a speech in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, taking issue with Mr. Trump's 2024 campaign.
Proudly post on social media the words that best describe his 2024 campaign, quote, revenge, quote, power, quote, dictatorship.
Former President Trump told a crowd in Iowa that it's Mr. Biden who threatens democracy. A former Colorado police officer charged in the death of a 23-year-old black man was sentenced today to 14 months in prison. Randy Rodemar responded to a call that Elijah McClain was acting suspicious. Officers restrained him. Paramedics administered ketamine, which led to his death. This is ABC News.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Packers wrap up the regular season at home on Sunday against the Bears at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's a win and you're in game and another learning experience for Matt LaFleur's young squad.
never want to make one big other than the next. I mean, this is the next game. And quite frankly, I feel like we've kind of put ourselves in this position in terms of had our backs against the wall the last couple games, knowing what's at stake. And we were able to climb out of that. And so I'm excited for our guys to go out and to be in our home stadium with that playoff type vibe around it.
Kick time on Sunday set for 3:25. Fifth-ranked Badger men's hockey team shooting for their eighth straight win tonight. They'll square off against Notre Dame in South Bend. On the women's side, after nearly a month off, the Badger women's hockey team hosting Merrimack in a two-game non-conference series at LeBron Arena starting tonight. College basketball tomorrow, number 21 Wisconsin hosting Nebraska in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center. Seventh-ranked Marquette visits Seton Hall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Biffle Debates Cup return. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
On the track, yeah, this race can be a close one. Off the track, things get even closer. Join the celebration of the Rolex 24 at Daytona, January 25th through the 28th. And get closer to the action all weekend long with free garage access. Plus nonstop entertainment, autograph sessions, and more. It's the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and it doesn't get any closer than this. Secure your infield admission today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Biffle would love an opportunity to capture Daytona 500 glory. Inspired by David Reagan's deal with RFK Racing to run the 2024 500, the NASCAR Xfinity and Truck Series champion is considering a return to Cup for a chance to nab the Harley J. Earl trophy.
I'm not looking to run full time. If I can help someone, you know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500 or run it in a competitive car, but then I see David Reagan, right, was going to run for Fenway. It makes me think, you know, hey, maybe I should, you know, line myself up to do that.
Hear more from Greg Biffle on NASCAR Live Wide Open. Available now wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School halftime with the Panthers leading 34-17. Let's take a look at what's happening on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store. Other games around the area tonight. Ellsworth is at Osceola and Girls Hoops. Baldwin Woodville, they are playing at Prescott. That also in girls basketball tonight. We have Amory at St. Croix Central in girls basketball. Menominee at Eau Claire Memorial in girls basketball. Goodhue is playing at Stuartville in girls basketball. Caledonia at Wabasha Kellogg for boys basketball. Alma Pepin is at Melrose Spindoro for girls basketball. Eau Claire North, they are at River Falls again, girls basketball. And in Richmond over is at Chippewa Falls tonight. A score from earlier tonight, Caledonia defeated Wabasha Kellogg 22-68. So far tonight, the Panthers, they're leading 34-17 from the JV game earlier tonight. The Panthers won that game by a score of 55-31. You can follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. We have second half action coming up. It's the Durant, Arkansas boys basketball here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH Durant.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Durant, Arkansas High School as we get ready for the second half. Oh, they hit the post right on time. Look at that. As we're ready for the second half, Panthers leading 34-17. And Panthers will get the ball to start it off, inbounded to Olmstead. The second half, Panthers going from left to right to Hilltoppers right to left. Olmstead now over to Bates. Bates lays it up on the alley-oop, and he does not get the shooter's roll. Rebounded by Hill. Over to Olsen now. Olsen over to Reba. Reba now, he's going to drive into the lane. Puts up the shot, up and in. And across the timeline comes Olmstead now. Olmstead will score up. Three ball on the way off the edge of the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Hilltoppers. That is Hill with the rebound. Off to Olsen now. Olsen back at center. He'll start to move down now. Pass over to the right wing to Reba. Reba over to Hill. Hill back to Olsen on the right wing. He has to retreat back out now. Bounce pass. They try to get it inside to Hill. Hill, though, has to pass it out to Thompson. Thompson now over to Harrington. Harrington left wing. Panthers look like they're in a man-to-man this time. Whistle and a travel. It'll be Panther ball with Hurlburt inbounding it to our left. And inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Olmstead now to Mason. Mason over to Hurlburt, left right corner, pass is tipped, and loose ball, and coming up with it is Thompson. He's the guy who tipped it. Passes it off to Reba. Reba now back to Olsen. Panthers lead 34-19. Over to Reba. Reba back to Olsen. Olsen to Thompson, now inside pass. Oh, inner loose ball, but coming up with it was Hill. Hill was... It's like, what's this by me for? I'm not supposed to be getting this, but he came up with it. Over to Harrington now on the right wing. Now to Olsen. Olsen looking for a cutter. No, but he's there. He retreats back to center now. Over to Thompson on the left wing. Pass intercepted. Intercepted by Mason. One-on-one break. Nope, two-on-one break. Over to Hurlburt. Underlays it. No good. Back the other way comes Olsen. Olsen now. Stop. Shot. Off the glass. Good. And Olmstead now across the timeline, 34-21 Panthers. Over to Hayden. Hayden's pass is blocked by Thompson. He comes up, and Hayden, though, comes up with the loose ball. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead up and in. And so across the timeline now comes Olsen. Olsen now over to Harrington on the left wing. Back to Olsen in the left corner. Olsen now retreats back out to the wing, now back towards center. It's like, let's try to reset all of this. Now he fakes right, goes left, comes down to the left wing. Hayden reaches in, knocks the ball out, comes up with the loose ball. Cross-court pass to Olmstead. Olmstead to Mason. Mason fakes the three. Now a 15-footer shot, no good. And rebounded by Hill. Hill to Olsen. Olsen across the timeline for the Hilltoppers. Panthers lead 36-21. Bounce pass to Harrington now. Right baseline. Tries to drive inside. He's going in with all the big boys. And coming up with it is Hurlburt. Hurlburt pushes it.